Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Check us out here on weekends. Friends, today we are going to be reflecting on a gospel reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, starting in verse 18. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guest fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast, but the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." Once again, this is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 18 through 22. This is an interesting call for us as Christians. It's common in our Catholic cultural experience to frequently engage in fasting, right? That we have a sort of a cultural atmosphere of fasting, at least around the times of Lent and to some extent Advent. And I've actually recently had opportunity to study and to engage a lot in the theology and the particular blessings of the disciplines of fasting. In this scripture passage, we see the Pharisees and, well, the people coming to Jesus and saying, "Hey, we see the disciples of John and the Pharisees fasting, but not your disciples." It's interesting to note that there's kind of this false dichotomy being presented here, right? Jesus responds that in the presence of the bridegroom, that the wedding guests should not fast. What's he painting a picture for? Well, he's painting a picture for feasting, right? Interestingly, though, feasting can only truly take place in contrast with fasting, right? We can't simply have a lifestyle, as most modern Americans do, of perpetual feasting. So it's in light of this balance that Jesus makes this claim. Certainly, Jesus's disciples didn't fast perpetually. Why can we say that? Because they lived in the model of Jesus, and Jesus himself fasted frequently and intensely. Remember the story that happens right around this time in Mark's gospel. We see Jesus, or rather in the gospels, Jesus going into the desert and being tempted over the course of an extended 40-day fast. Jesus doesn't say, "Hey, do what I say, not what I do." Jesus invites us into a lifestyle where we acknowledge that fasting is necessary as feasting is necessary. How does this all make sense? Well, he draws it to a close in sort of the spiritual parallel that he pulls out in the end. No one attaches a piece of unshrunken cloth to an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins. What's Jesus calling us to here? Here at Damascus, I have a way of phrasing this that I think might just help us to kind of wrap our heads around it today. That our relationship with the Lord and our desire for more of his Spirit should put us in a perspective of always being stretched and filled. And stretched and filled again. That what was enough for me yesterday shouldn't be enough for me today. Why? Because the Lord Jesus stretches my capacity for more of him. God will stretch us and stretch us and stretch us until the day we meet him in heaven for eternity, right? Our goal, as many saints have written in the past, should be to allow God to stretch us to the capacity that he desires for us. In heaven, we'll be full, but some of us can be fuller than others in terms of the grace that we have the ability to comprehend and receive. God, let your kingdom come here on this earth. Stretch us and fill us. Prepare us to receive your Spirit more and more fully every day. Friends, thanks for joining us in this reflection on Mark's gospel. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us online at damascus.net. Otherwise, have a great day.